Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 39. Aquí estamos con otro programa de Coffee Break Spanish para vosotros. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
Carmen, la aventurera.
Parece que siempre estoy de vacaciones, Marc, pero te prometo que también trabajo, ¿vale?
Lo sé.
¿Seguro?
Pero cuéntanos, ¿dónde has estado?
Bueno, esta vez he estado en Vietnam.
En Vietnam.
En Vietnam. Y me ha encantado. Es un choque de culturas tan grande, pero es a la vez tan interesante todo y tan bonito. Bueno, y la comida espectacular. Bueno, es que he engordado, no sé, 3 kilos igual, ¿sabes?
Y ya has viajado un poco en esta parte del mundo.
Sí, bueno, el año pasado también estuve en Tailandia.
Sí.
Me gusta Asia.
Muy bien.
Así que sí, muy bien. Te lo recomiendo.
Pues muchas gracias. ¿Te gustaría un día vivir allí?
Vivir no, porque está muy lejos de mi casa.
De tu familia y tu
sí.
Vale.
Pero para de vacaciones, sí, siempre que sea posible.
Perfecto. Pues yo esta semana no he estado ninguna parte. Pero la semana que viene voy a Alemania.
¿Sí?
Sí.
Muy bien, pues ya nos contarás qué tal todo.
Te lo prometo. Pues os lo prometo. We are back with another episode of Coffee Break Spanish. It's our penultimate episode in our studio.
Voy a llorar.
¿Our studio? It's in our story. And this week we're listening to an email from Rory, who is back in Scotland, and he is getting ready for the trip to Argentina. As usual, we'll begin by listening to the entire text, and then we'll go through some of the language in the text. Entonces, vamos a empezar. Preciosa, ¿cómo estás? Yo bien. Un poco agobiado con el tema del papeleo, pero todo en orden. Esta mañana he ido al consulado argentino con todos los papeles para que me tramiten el visado, pero resulta que me he olvidado lo más importante, la carta del gobierno en la que se explica que iré a la UBA a hacer la tesis. ¡Qué desastre! Y esta tarde el consulado está cerrado, así que iré mañana con todos los documentos. Aunque tengo tiempo, pediré el visado express, que es un poco más caro, pero te lo entregan antes. Estoy muy emocionado. Ayer, cuando salí del aeropuerto, mis padres y mi hermana me estaban esperando. Casi lloro, María. Tenía muchas ganas de verles. Y, ya me conoces, me hago el duro, pero luego soy un romántico. Aún no he visto a mis amigos. Quedaré con ellos mañana, después de solucionar lo del visado, pero ya me han mandado mensajes diciendo que alquilemos un piso con 2 habitaciones para cuando nos vengan a visitar. Ay, te tengo que decir que han visto fotos tuyas a través de Facebook y dicen que tú eres un total babe, eso es lo que dicen, ¿eh? Y que tú y yo hacemos buena pareja. Esta tarde iré con mi hermana a comprarme una maleta grande, porque la mía tiene las ruedas rotas. También me llevaré la backpack para, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Ir de mochilero? Eso es lo que dice el diccionario. Creo que iré bastante cargado, porque la ropa de invierno ocupa mucho espacio. El abrigo, los polares, los jerseys, los gorros, los calcetines de esquí. ¿Esquiaremos? Por si acaso me lo llevo todo. Esto de viajar ligero de equipaje, creo que no es lo mío. Mañana prontito también tendré que ir al Parlamento escocés para que me sellen la mención honorífica que me dieron en la fiesta a la que fuimos en Mallorca. Qué guapísima estabas, por cierto. Me tengo que ir. Me llaman para ir a comer. ¿Sabes qué? No tengo hambre. Creo que me he acostumbrado al horario mediterráneo. Pienso en ti todo el tiempo, guapísima. Besos, tu Rory.
Este Rory está muy enamorado de María, ¿verdad?
Sí, eso sí.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, let's think about the text a little. We'll go through our English version now. Rory, as we know, is back in Scotland trying to prepare for the departure to Argentina. All the paperwork is hard going, but he's getting it sorted out. He went to the Argentinian consulate this morning to organise his visa, but it turned out that he forgot the most important thing, the letter from the government which explains that he'll be going to the University of Buenos Aires to do his doctorate.
Resulta que me he olvidado lo más importante. La carta del gobierno en la que se explica que iré a la UBA a hacer la tesis.
The consulate is closed this afternoon, so he'll go back tomorrow with all the necessary documents. Even though he still has time, he's requested an express visa. It's a bit more expensive, but they'll deliver it sooner. He's very excited about the whole thing. Yesterday, when he arrived back at the airport, his parents and his sister were waiting for him. He almost burst into tears. He was really looking forward to seeing them and admits that although at times he plays the tough guy, he really is a softy at heart. He's not seen his friends yet. He's arranged to meet them tomorrow after sorting out his visa. They've already sent him text messages, however, telling him that he and Maria should make sure they hire an apartment with 2 bedrooms for when they come to visit. Rory also mentions that his friends have seen some photos of Maria on Facebook, and according to them, she's a total babe, and that they make a good couple. This afternoon, Rory is going with his sister to buy a new case, a new suitcase, because the wheels on his old one are broken. He'll also bring his rucksack so that they can go backpacking. He's a bit concerned about taking too much luggage because of all the winter clothes he'll need. Travelling light is not something he's very good at.
Esto de viajar ligero de equipaje creo que no es lo mío.
One other thing Rory has to do is go to the Scottish Parliament to get his mención honorífica signed. That's the certificate presented to him at the reception in Mallorca. He finishes the email in a hurry as he's been called for lunch. The problem is, he's not very hungry. He's got used to the Mediterranean timetable for meals.
¿Sabes qué? No tengo hambre. Creo que me he acostumbrado al horario mediterráneo.
Poor Rory. Ok, vamos a hablar un poco de una expresión que ha utilizado Rory.
¿Qué expresión, Mark?
No es una expresión muy complicada.
Uh-huh.
Es cuando dice casi lloro.
Sí.
Ok, está hablando en el pasado. Está contando lo que ha pasado cuando llegó al aeropuerto y estaban esperando sus padres,
su hermana.
Uh-huh. Y dice en el email a María, casi lloro. Now, this must mean that Rory is really developing his Spanish expression because this is very, very, a very sort of native way of speaking, isn't it? Because he's using a present tense.
But to refer to something in the past.
Exacto. ¿Nos puedes ayudar con esto, por favor,
Bueno,
Carmen?
Vamos a ver. Rory está contando la historia tan emocionado que para darle más énfasis, más importancia, utiliza el presente.
El presente.
Pero es un estilo.
Sí.
It's just a style, but I think you do that. You do the same in English, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We do the same in English if you're imagining some kind of story that someone's telling you. And I'm running along the road and the guy's chasing me behind all this kind of thing. So you're making it more exciting by using the present tense. And just really to point out that we can do the same in Spanish. So Rory is saying, casi lloro. I'm just a bit crying, but in this sense, we are still talking in the past, even though you're using a present tense. Now, the other way it doesn't work. We can't always use the present tense to describe
the past. To refer to the past, no.
Definitely not. The other expression I wanted to pick up on was when Rory, in fact, just straight after that, he says, me hago el duro.
Ah.
Me hago el duro. Literally.
Pretend to be.
Yeah, I pretend to be hard.
Yeah, but no.
So hacerse el duro, to make oneself the hard, to kind of play the hard guy, to play the tough guy. But in actual fact, it's all a game. It's all a front. Me hago el duro. Are there other ways, other
Tengo
expressions?
Tengo otra expresión.
Venga.
Hacerse el sordo.
Hacerse el sordo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that would that literally to make oneself the deaf one?
Yes, yes.
Is that like
when you're not interested in a conversation and you're just you pretend that you're not listening, but you are listening.
Okay.
Like for example, I remember when I was young and my mom used to ask me to set up the table for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen, pon la mesa. Carmen, pon la mesa. Y así repetidas veces.
Sí.
Y yo escuchaba a mi madre preguntarme, Carmen, pon la mesa, pero no la ponía. So
okay.
She was asking me, and I was, estaba haciéndome la sorda porque no quería colaborar.
So you were pretending you couldn't hear.
Yeah,
because
but
you didn't
hear
want
properly.
To do
yeah, no a problem.
Okay. So no te hagas el
la sorda.
Sorda, la sorda in your case. No te hagas la sorda y pon la mesa
sí.
And set the table. Yeah.
Sí.
Muy bien. Okay, so we've got hacer el duro, hacer el sordo.
Mm-hmm.
¿Se puede decir también hacerse el tonto?
Sí.
Quiere decir tonterías o, bueno, actuar en una manera
sí,
tonta.
Sí, tonta. Sí.
So to play the fool, perhaps.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
To carry on. Muy bien. Okay, there is lots more discussion about all of these expressions and indeed the whole text in our extended version. And you can find out more about how to access that at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. For now, we're going to leave you there, and we'll be back again soon with the final episode of this series of Coffee Break Spanish. Muchas gracias y hasta muy pronto.
Adiós, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.